Okay, I've just sampled during that ad break some of the best food, what my guests describe as street food, in a very long time. So the paloni is back, the Russian is back, the Kota Festival is happening at a time when we have clearance about listeria.
Yes.
No worries whatsoever. So Sidwell is joining us now. Sidwell Shingilani, who is the founder and director of the Soweto Kota Festival, and is also joined by Mahlatsi Mogale, co-owner of RGB Private Chefs.
Yeah.
Thank food you. Was delicious. Sidwell, welcome back.
Thanks, Azana. Thanks for inviting us. Yeah, you know, we always come with the best quota in town.
Hey, the best. Utwamo, the best.
Best in 17 years.
Yes. So this is in how many years? I'm trying to figure out how many times we've done this.
Okay.
Because I remember we spoke for the very first one.
Okay. Yeah, that was the last year. Remember in September, that was the first one. Then this is the second one.
Yes.
And this year we're going bigger. Bigger venue because we are going to Walter Sisulu Square in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, last year we had challenges in terms of numbers. The venue was a bit smaller, and now we're going bigger. We also had like some new addition this year. Yeah. It's going to be a family.
Oh, new vendors.
New vendors also, because last year we had about 35 vendors. This year we almost up to 45.
Okay.
Vendors,
yes.
Because we're trying to also solve the issue of queues.
How many people attended last year?
We had about, for that weekend, we had about over 5,000 people attending.
And were the vendors able to keep up with the demand? Because nothing worse than waiting in a queue and then you get to the front and they tell you, Boroto Bofedi.
Yeah, no. Yes. No. I think we also, Sasco as partner, in terms of bread, we are covered. So, yeah. I think we are more ready than last year because we were testing it last year. But this year, we are going big. We are ready. Also, the vendor, we told them that people cannot wait for... like
for long.
Queue for
yes,
very long.
Get more hands. Get
because
more
it's fast food, it's street food. It should be quick. 10 minutes, it's enough to yes. wait for a quota. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Let me chat to Mahlatsi now, because Mahlatsi, you're responsible for the food that I've just quickly sampled. Like, I literally just took a forkful of some of the dishes that you had. Let's start with what you guys are calling the original. And Mahlatsi is from RGB Private Chefs, by the way. So why is this the original quota and what is in it?
Okay, why is it the original quota? Because growing up in Soweto, like, that was what we could afford.
And so it's got acha, mince.
Yes,
it's got chicken runaways.
Yes.
And is it cheese?
Yeah, it's got cheese, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's the original.
That's the original.
Mm.
That's what we're going to be offering at the Soweto Quota Festival. It's going to be in our ranges. So, guys, if you really want to taste this, then you better get there. You better get your tickets because yes.
It's
really
going
to be
going down.
There.
One of the nicest, most delicious things that I just had right now was what looked like a Dagwood sandwich. It's not a Dagwood, but it's an enormous sandwich.
Okay.
It's got chips that seem to have some masala on them or some seasoning on them. It's got cheese. It's got bacon. And Okore, you didn't skimp. That's what I like. Was there Russian in there?
No Russian in that one.
Yes. But of course, the swine just balanced everything so well. But it you didn't skimp on ingredients. Like, it's a big sandwich. Those chips are. Dipakelan.
Yes. Well, going to that, it is actually our famous Dagwood that we sell at our store in Kibla Park, which is one of our best sellers because. What we have there is freshly, I mean, it's 100% beef mince, which we do from scratch, not bought from the shelves, with fresh peppers, fresh onions, a bit of seasoning, and then with our classic barbecue sauce that we use.
Yes.
And our very own main Thousand Island sauce.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah.
And then there was the fish quarter. Yes. Which I thought was quite interesting. You share what the ingredients were because it took me by surprise how delicious it was and how it fitted so well, even with those ingredients, with how it fitted so well with this idea of street food.
Okay. Well, our fish quota, it has its hake fillet with baked potatoes and then with some fresh rocket.
Yeah.
And then we use our sauces, which is hollandaise, freshly made from scratch.
Mm.
And then we topped it up with fresh mozzarella and cheddar cheese.
That was so delicious.
To combine everything together.
Yes, I was like, no ways is mozzarella so exciting. So it was mixed with cheddar.
Yes.
No, the food was absolutely delicious. So RGB, you were there last year.
Yes.
How was the demand?
yeah, the demand was quite high. Eh?
Yeah.
The queues, to be quite honest, they were long because it was our first time experience there. So it wasn't quite easy because we didn't know what to expect and what not to expect. So coming to this year, we already have a better game plan because we already know the strategy that we're going to use in order to meet up to the demands of our clients.
Yes.
Which are our first priority.
Oh, so you better come ready to eat. Come ready to eat. You're going to want to try everything. The spread, we have taken pictures and we're going to share them in a short while on social media and on the 702 page on Facebook. Mm. But it's happening on the 8th and the 9th of September. Yes. In a new home now. You said Walter Sisulu Square in Kliptown in Soweto.
Yeah, that's a bigger venue. Yes. That's a bigger venue. I think also, Matlas forgot to mention something that they were winners for last year. Remember, we had like competition, best quarter. So they won the title. So they are trying to defend it this year.
So, you better put out the best. Okay. No, I loved it. The food was delicious. Congratulations.
Thank you.
No wonder you won. Thank you for adding that, Sidwell. Thank you for adding that. Right. So all of the best this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
People can catch us on Facebook. Yeah. Or on our page, Soweto Kota Festival, Twitter, Sukota Festival, and Instagram. It's Soweto Kota Festival.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. That was Sidwell Chingilani, and he is the founder and director of Soweto Kota Festival, and was joined by winners from last year representing RGB Private Chefs, Matlatsi Mohale.